Thank you, Rob, and congratulations on your World Cup qualification. So this morning, I've described the agenda as adjusted for our next 3 days, and I would propose that the, with the chair's permission, that the meeting adopts this agenda. If there's any comments or questions on that, then we can field them now. As no one has asked for the floor, I can consider the agenda adopted. And so we'll move on to item number 3, which is big data for transport statistics. So this is a agenda item that we're continuing since last year. At UNEC, we want to facilitate country exchanges on the benefits and challenges associated with integrating big data into official transport statistics production. The benefits of using these data sources can be much greater timeliness, better sub-regional detail and breakdowns, and potentially lower costs. But there's also challenges associated with using these data sources. These can include accessing the data sustainably and obviously cleaning it, ensuring that privacy is maintained, both on a perceived and practical basis, maintaining high data quality as well is a very important feature, and including in that is ensuring that the whole population is adequately covered. Since COVID has started, the interest in harnessing these data sources has exploded, but it is also clear that they're not going to completely replace traditional data collection anytime soon, and that's why I see our session this afternoon on travel surveys as very complementary to this morning. We have interesting presentations this morning from 4 organizations. Germany will give an update on their floating car data project that we heard about last year. The Flowminder Foundation will share their experiences on using call detail record data in low and middle income countries and its potential for producing transport statistics. And as you heard from last year, the UN Global Working Group on Big Data, there is a task team on mobile positioning data, and a subgroup on this covers transport and commuting statistics. UNECE and the ITF have now got involved and joined this group, and we'll be talking about how we'd like to get more countries and organizations interested in this work. If there's sufficient country interest, we can have a standing group or informal discussions throughout the year on these topics. The floor will be open during this agenda item for countries to say what the focus of our work at the international level should be. To start with, we'd like to collect use cases, but we're also conscious that more work needs to be done on developing common methodologies. The first presentation this morning will be from Austria, and Michael and Reinhard will be presenting work of the OEBB and Invenium that they're using floating phone data to produce passenger transport statistics on the rail network. As our chair Rob said, we're very keen to get country comments and questions during this agenda item, so please feel free. If there's no other comments before we start, I would pass the floor to Austria, and we'll screen the presentation. So please, Austria, you have the floor. Maybe it's best if you do it from there, and we'll screen it from there. Sorry.